get a special treat tonight. All the way from the Philippines, we got Brother Dante bringing the message to us, and a couple things I want to say about Dante. I think he's a little nervous tonight. I don't think it's the preaching that he's a little nervous about. I think it's the preaching in English that he's a little nervous about. Hey, he is a preacher. He's got that down. I've been impressed with his English. I said, "Your English is great." And he said, "Oh yeah?" So he doesn't seem quite as confident in his English as I am, but Dante's a great guy. I've enjoyed getting to see him here a little bit and getting to know him at a personal level. He's a hard worker, I can tell you that. He's helped out on the roof of my house. Got to see him working there. I know he's been working for Mikkel. He sat in on some Bible studies with me, and enjoy those. He's an evangelist. He's a preacher. I can see that in him. He jumps in and chips in and puts in good stuff. And so I've got to enjoy getting to know this guy and see his character. Before Dante comes and preaches tonight, I do want to remind you guys, I think your targeted departure date is December 2nd. Is that correct? One of the primary reasons Dante came is to come and work and to earn money that he can keep that school going there in the Philippines. So he's here. He's working hard. But my encouragement would be to us guys in this congregation, if a number of us could give Dante one day's wages, we have till December 2nd, unless he has to leave a touch earlier than that, they can't handle the school without him. But if we could give one day's wages of ours to him to help him in that work, that would help him out tremendously. So I know I've had a couple guys say they can, but not all of us have got a chance to hear that, or maybe it goes in and kind of falls back out. So I want to encourage you, if that's something you're interested in doing, please see me. Mikkel and I will team up on making sure that gets to Dante. All right, but without any further ado, let's bring him up. Dante Aguinaldo from the Philippines. I think Dante's preaching, and then somewhere in here he's going to bring in the slides. Oh, yes.
You don't have any idea how I feel right now. So. So, this is the congregation in Batac, and this was taken September 4. I just asked my daughter to send me by Facebook, and here it is. Actually, the main content of this one is the Christian school. So this is the congregation in Batac. And as you see, Mr. Ganier, he steps up for me while I'm away. So in behalf of the congregation in Batac, I extend to you our regards to all of you. And thank you very much for your prayers. I love the fellowship. I love you guys. And let's go. Uh-oh. This is the Living Rock Christian School of Excellence. I love the word excellence because the first time I came here, Mr. Matt, he always do the excellence, excellence. So I adopted Christian School of Excellence. So we are in Batac, Ilocos Norte, and we are located at the northernmost part of the Philippines with 7,100 islands and about 96 million. Whoa. Population. And then a little history. We know Mr. Wilson, Alma and I came to the U.S. 2002, 2003, started the Christian school in Lingras, and then 2005, the Living Rock Christian School of Excellence in Batac was established, 2006, and enrollees keep increasing. I don't know if you understand my English. And 2011, after 6 years of operation, we are working with 57 kids. And we will graduate the first batch of grade 6 pupils this school year. So, our treasures, our pupils. For 2011, we have 12 students in the reading readiness class, 4 pupils in the learning to read class. And then for grade 1, we have Miss Vicky handling 6 boys and 4 girls. And we have 4 pupils in grade 2, handled by Miss Gretchen. And then we have grade 3, Mrs. Esteban handles this class. And, grade 4. Mrs. What's this? Rose. Mrs. Rose with 5 kids. And then grade 5, this is Miss Abby, and there are only 3. And this one, grade 6, we have 6. One is absent. He is at the hospital when they have taken the picture, and he is on dengue fever. And then these are the crew, these are the staff. 2, 4, 5 Christians. The one, Mr. Nick, is not yet converted. Miss Abby is not in the picture. And then this is our facilities. Too fast? I'm excited with the preaching. And, okay. This is our facility. So, the face room. And it accommodates 27 students at one time. And this one, the lower part, is the pull-out room. The DepEd will not grant us a permit every year if we do not comply with government regulations. So that's why we are having two curriculum.
So, real quick on that. So, you do ACE, but then you have
7:30 to 12. ACE, base work, and then we have to comply with government. Yes, Mr. Will.
What's a pull-out?
It's in the public school. You mass teaching. I mean, just like this. But you see, they have individual chairs.
Oh, so it's like a big.
Yeah, it's a big class. This is per grade. Per grade. So in the ACE, you can have different levels, right? But then for public school in the Philippines, you have an exclusive age, say grade 1, 7 years old, grade 2, 8 years old, and so forth. Okay.
So the pull-outs in the public school?
The public school system, yes. We have to comply with government rules and regulation. Okay, I think. And this is our library. Thank you very much for those who have donated. Mr. Mikel, Ms. Chantel, Ms. Jill, and Ms. Liz brought some of this. And prior to it, there have been books who were sent to us. And thank you very much for all of those. And this is our chapel area, okay? Assembly, our building. It is used for devotion or morning exercises. And wherein we hold programs at the school. And then we have just acquired computers and 2 laptops given by Mr. Mikel, Mr. Marancic. And then here is Mr. Aguinaldo. And then this is our little student lounge. And then here is the facade of our school. As you can see, we have some little basketball court and the playground. And then our canteen, school canteen. It is not yet finished. So these are our kids, our students. Chapel hour is conducted every Wednesday for an hour. And then lessons will be expounded. And then they have this school paper, which is... our 4, 5, and 6 students, they wrote this one. It is actually their article. So they call it the rock. Okay. And then this is our school garden. We have developed that one, Mikel. There is no plant yet when you came. And this is we enhance learning through group learning. And then, now our challenges is that the Department of Education won't give up a recognition to the school because of the following. We do not own the building and the lot, and so we have to renew every year. If you have recognition, you can have it in 10 years. And then, facilities are inadequate. Unfinished school canteen and chapel ceilings. And then unfinished parents' hooks, although this is a little bit good. Mm-hmm. Now, the most important challenges that we have now is that number four. Three, the amount of received from tuition fees are not enough to sustain school operation, and this is one reason why I am here, because I am helping, and thank you very much also for your, you know, prayers. Some of you maybe sending some financial assistance through Mr. J. And then number four, 80% of the parents are Catholic, and academics is regarded first than the spirituality of children. Now, they are dictating the administration that we do this, we do this, we do this. But then, I often tell them that if you want your kids out from our school, so be it. We want spiritual kids, we want to build character, Christian character, and so that's it. 57 kids remains in our school. And then the rent of the building keeps on increasing, and next year it will be increased with 30% higher and 10% thereafter. Now, we develop really the school, and there is a contract every 5 years that whatever we put in the building, if the owner opted us to move out, and the contract stated that if the owner opted us to move out, we must be given 1 year prior, 1 year notice before we get out, in order for us to. So it is really a challenge for us. That is the great challenge we are having right now. And now, and plans for the future, looking forward to school year 2012-13, and that we could start a high school for 2012-2013. Now, high school in the Philippines, the government is, hands off. We can use the ACE curriculum exclusively. So, if we have 8 students from first year to fourth year, we can have the usual setting of the ACE. We can have that one. So, no more pull out whatsoever. We can use exclusively at high school. So, I think we can do that. And then here is the whole kids at the Living Rock Christian School of Excellence. Thank you and mabuhay from the Philippines. That is my presentation this evening, and thank you very much once again. And God bless to all. Okay. Long live. It's a way of viva. Mabuhay. Long live, sir. It's just aloha. Okay. So I think I have 10 minutes more. And it's a real blessing to be here, and the fellowship is very warm. And sometimes language is a barrier with different people, because if when God caused this, what we call confusion of tongues, each family went to their places. Some went to Ghana, some went to India, some in the Philippines, in the US. And then we have, when we are converted in Christ, we are one. But why? I'm sure of one thing. When we get to heaven, I'm sure the Filipino language will be spoken in heaven. Okay, how's that sound? Okay, now, I would like to give a message this afternoon, and I think he is one of my favorite prophet in the Bible. He is Nehemiah. So if you have your Bibles with you, please open your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 4. Okay. Chapter 4, verses 15-18. It says, "When our enemies heard that we knew of their plans and that God has frustrated them, we all returned to our work on the wall. But when then on, only half my men worked, while the other half stood guard with spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. The leaders stationed themselves behind the people of Judah who were building the wall. The laborers carried on their work with one hand supporting their load and one hand holding weapon. All the builders had a sword belted to their side. The trumpeter stayed with me to sound the alarm. We worked early and late, from sunrise to sunset, and half the men were always on guard. I also told everyone living outside the walls to stay in Jerusalem. That way, they and their servants could help with guard duty at night and work during the day. During this time, none of us, not I, nor my relatives, nor my servants, nor the guards who were with me, ever took off our clothes. We carried our weapons with us at all times, even when we went for water. So, may I call on Mikael to pray for the... That's right.
Dear Lord, our God, all right. Thank you for talking to you, Lord. Come and speak into your word, Lord. Brothers and sisters, Lord, I thank you for Dante and the message he's bringing us. Lord, it's a pleasure and a joy to my heart to see a brother who's so strong for you and fired up so far away to be able to be here and encourage us. Lord, I thank you and him. Thank you for your speech.
Amen. Thank you, Mikael. Now, for the sake of time, brethren, I would like to give this message, building up and defending what we build. Building up and defending what we build. Now, I know that establishing something does not stop in there. It also needs to be defended. If you could imagine those people, okay, maybe a trowel on the one hand and a sword on the other hand. Now, winning the game is not always offense, right? It also includes what?
Defense.
So, when we establish something, we ought to defend it. We are Christians. We love our kids. That's why we have our Christian school. And they are the future of the world. In the Philippines, we have this saying, ang kabataan ay pag-asa ng bayan. I don't know if Miguel would get that one. Now, the young people are the hope of the future. So, now, building up and defending what we build. Now, if you could imagine that time, Nehemiah built the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days, right? So, Nehemiah found a favor from the king, and the king gave him 12 years of leave of absence, and Nehemiah was appointed as governor in Judah. So, he was able to go to Jerusalem and build the walls of Jerusalem. Now, when we built, Kakabsat, Mikael. Okay, good. Now, when we build, there are opposition that arise, right? Now, we are building what we call merry ages in our lives. I mean, we build families, right? We build our spirituality. And this is this must be sustained. And this revolution that we have, the spiritual revolution, is very important. Now, when Mr. Wilson, J. Wilson, came in the Philippines, he introduced this new creation. You know what? Philippine setting is preacher, they focus more on the quantity, I mean, the number of converts. rather than the spirituality of the Christians. Now, my aim, as you do, is that I want that all Christians in the congregations will be saved. We will see each other in heaven. Unlike that you have 1,000, no, 1,000, and guess what? There will only be 10 who will be saved. So, how that sounds? So, it is very important for us that we should defend what we build. Now, what are we building, or what we have been built? We, as I've said, we are building families that are Christ-like in character. And I appreciate very much, you know, I know that Miguel saw things in the Philippines when they came. These kids who are now at your side, when the services is going on, they will tend to, you know, keep running around, and then until the service is over. Now, the Christian school, it is a big tool for us at Batac, Ilocos Norte, for it gives us a lot of changes. You see, we can handle kids. And they've been, what you call this one, they've been insulting us. Because insulting in the sense that, you know, parents of non-Christians, when you spank them, oh, come on, it's only a kid, don't do that. So, now, it is so sad that when you spoil the child, you know, when you see a child at the groceries, and then, mom, please, buy me that one. No, we don't have money. And then the kid, keep rolling and rolling. So, there is a lot of changes that happens in the congregation we are working. And thank you very much for that. And then, again, this project that we've been built, I mean, marriages or families, you know, in the Philippines, marriages, we are glad, but I'm not glad. Because, you know, in the Philippines, they said, we have no divorce in the Philippines. But guess what? We have legal separation. Yes, absolutely. No divorce, because 80% of the population is Catholic. We are a Christian nation, so they say. So we don't have divorce. Guess what? We have legal separation. And then the other one is annulment. No, annulment is you can annul your marriage and then you're allowed to remarry. Legal separation is you're just legally separated. You are not allowed. So, our government is, you know, they're... Okay, so, part of building also, when we win the game, is defense. Now, defense includes reading the Bible. I mean, we've been studying about Matthew chapter 4, and then we know that Christ, although we know that he's powerful, and then Satan came to him, said, if you are the Son of God, do this. He showed us an example for us to follow. He said, it is written. Okay, so meaning, our sword is the word of God. And we are building up. Okay? So that when time comes, as we are always hearing, that last stone, and then the second coming will come. And then we will say, as Apostle Paul said to Timothy, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have put a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness that is shall be given unto me on that day. And this is very important. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. So this is the best part of it. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do you love the appearing of the Lord? Okay, so this must be it. So my encouragement to you, brethren, is that press on. And thank you very much for your attention.
Not bad for a guy who's not sure about his English, huh? That was excellent. That was really great. You know, it is neat, guys, when you... It's an encouragement to me. You know, that 1 Peter talks about the same experiences of suffering that are being accomplished by our brethren throughout the world. And it's encouraging to me to see spiritual men and women doing the same thing in other places. Many of the same challenges that we face, the same obstacles to overcome, where we need the help of the Holy Spirit, and we need faith, and we need commitment of Christians. And so, that's awesome. That's pretty amazing what's happened in a short amount of time there in terms of momentum, in terms of that Christian school, in terms of where those guys are going. And Dante, I know, so your oldest class then right now is sixth grade class, is that correct? So this year you're allowed to have 7th, or this year you're allowed to... This year is 7th, and that's your first year of...
We don't have... Okay. We have the basics this year, and so next year we have the grade 7, or we're going to do this first year of high school.
Okay. And once you get first year of high school, then you can have all of high school.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it's awesome where those guys are going, and you know... Okay, a lot of that, those building blocks, a lot of those solid people in the congregation are going to be those guys that are coming up through that Christian school. So just really starting to scratch the surface there of where that momentum is going to go. So keep praying for those guys. And again, I encourage us, if we can, I know it's sacrifice on our part too, but if we can help Dante on our part, giving one day of ours to a guy that's that committed to leave his family for this many months to come over here to try to work and earn it, I think it'd be great, and it'd be a commitment that we share in together and storing up some of those treasures in heaven. So I appreciate you, Dante, for what you've done. Everybody stand.